The top looks like dill, the bulb is crunchy like celery, and the whole thing tastes strongly of licorice. Fennel is a vegetable with some unusual qualities. Those textures and flavors can be a welcome addition to standard winter fare, though, and now is a great time to try it out since fennel is currently in season. This week, Last Chance Foods producer Joy Y. Wang talked to Whitney Wright, senior editor and photographer at Guilt Taste, about the various uses of fennel. Since fennel has a complex taste and texture, she started out by asking Whitney if cooking with it is complicated too.
It is one of the easiest ingredients to use, I think, in the kitchen, and it's primarily because it's incredibly versatile. There's a bulb, there's stems, there's kind of fennel fronds, there's seeds, and the entire plant can be used in cooking, which is great. And you can eat it everything from raw to super braised, cooked, really soft. And it's pretty hard to screw up fennel.
You mentioned seeds. Like, I knew about the fronds and the bulbs and stuff. What are the seeds? I've never seen those on the actual fennel plant.
The fennel plants are a little bit, they're not complicated, but there's really two different kinds. One, which is called Florence fennel. That's the fennel that you see in the grocery store. That's more common. That's the one with the big kind of white bulb and the green stalks and the fronds. Now, if you're going to harvest fennel seeds, that's a different species of fennel plant.
Oh.
And so that plant doesn't produce a nice bulb like that. It just produces kind of long stalks, and then it flowers. And then what you do is dry the flowers and then shake the seeds out. So that's how you get the seeds. But the seeds have a variety of uses. You can use them in baking. You can use them in teas. I have an Italian friend, and I know her grandmother chews on them after dinner to kind of act as a digestif, and also people use it to freshen their breath. So fennel seeds have a lot of uses, too.
So where do I find fennel seeds in the grocery store, in like the spice aisle?
I think the spice aisle.
Okay.
I've never purchased them in the grocery store. I've gotten them online. I know you can get them online, but I suspect they'd be in the spice aisle.
So to back up a little bit then, my question with fennel, the traditional fennel that I find in the grocery store, is how much of it do I use? How much of it do I throw away? And I've never used the stems. How do you use those?
I would throw away zero of it. And you can use the stems the same way you would use the bulb. So let's start with the bulb. The bulb is super crunchy. It's crisp. So it's wonderful raw, especially when it's sliced very thin. I mean, the only part I would really throw away is kind of the butt end. You can chop off. That might be a little dirty. But other than that, you can use the entire bulb. And so after the bulb, on top of that is the stems. They kind of look like celery. And I actually often use them in place of celery.
Oh.
So if I'm braising.
They don't get woody or tough?
Nope, they don't. They have a lovely texture when they're cooked. They're really smooth.
Huh.
You can use the stems, like I said, in place of celery. You could use them. You could also braise them, put them in soups. They're wonderful grilled. I've grilled them.
Grilled?
With fish.
That's unexpected.
Yeah, really good. And then the last part is the fronds, the bright green part. It kind of looks like dill.
Right.
And I use that primarily as a garnish. It's a beautiful garnish for any dish, really.
There's just so much of it, though, every time you get the fennel.
There's a lot. It's a little overwhelming. You can also, I've seen people like chop it up really finely and then mix it into ice cream. The unusual thing about fennel is that the flavor can go sweet or savory.
Right. So do you know anyone who's grown fennel? Is it difficult to grow or finicky in any way?
So I haven't personally grown fennel. I have no green thumb. But I have a couple friends who grow a lot of vegetables, and it's pretty easy to grow. It grows in mild climates. It's not hard to grow. I think the only thing you have to be careful of is what you plant it next to.
Why?
I think it can have, first of all, it can be very invasive. Fennel is indigenous to the Mediterranean area, but now it grows all over the world. My friend told me that if you plant it next to cilantro or coriander or dill, it may have a negative effect on those plants. So you want to be careful. But I wouldn't plant it next to dill anyway, because the fronds look similar to dill.
Yeah,
and you might get confused.
Exactly.
So,
Whitney Wright is a senior editor and photographer at Guilt Taste. She was the chef de partie at Thomas Keller's Per Se and has appeared on the Food Network. Thanks for coming in today, Whitney.
Thanks for having me.
To learn more and to get Whitney's recipe for easy fennel gratin, click on culture@wnyc.org. I also asked Whitney a lightning round of questions for the 60-second stir-fry video series. That additional material is also on the Culture site. This is WNYC.